Pirates by Philip Steele. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Pirate Attack. Imagine you are a sailor living about 300 years ago. You have been at sea for many weeks, and you have not seen another ship in all that time. Suddenly, a sail appears on the horizon. Does it belong to a friend or an enemy? As the ship gets nearer, you realize it is full of pirates who are getting ready to steal your things. Pirates are people who attack ships at sea. They may steal expensive rings or jewelry. They may carry off valuable cargo or take the whole ship and sail off in it. Pirates may take people prisoner or even murder them. There have always been pirates in almost every part of the world, and there are still pirates today.
Pirate language. Pirates and sailors who lived 300 years ago had their own special words. They called the seabed, with all its sunken shipwrecks, Davy Jones's locker.
Pirate attacks were terrifying. The pirates fought with pistols and swords. Who became pirates? People became pirates for all sorts of reasons. Some, like many buccaneers, were violent criminals who had escaped from jail. The buccaneers settled on the Caribbean islands in the 1600s. Bartholomew Roberts was a Welsh pirate who made lots of money.
Roche Brasiliano. The cruelest buccaneer of all was a Dutchman called Roche Brasiliano. He burned his Spanish enemies alive.
Some pirates started out as mutineers. These were sailors who rebelled against their captain. A Scottish sailor called John Gow led a mutiny in 1724. He murdered his ship's officers and became a pirate. Sailors from Spain to Scotland were afraid of Gow. Some pirates started out as very poor people who just wanted to get rich. Before they sailed, pirate crews agreed how they would share out any treasure they stole. They also agreed to pay crew members who were hurt in the fighting. Pirates or privateers? When was a pirate not a pirate? When he was a privateer. Kings, queens or governments often gave sea captains, called privateers, special permission to attack ships that belonged to enemies of their country. In 1523, a French captain called Jean Fleury captured two Spanish ships as they sailed home from the Caribbean. Jean stole lots of gold, but he said that he was a privateer, not a pirate, and he had letters to prove it.
A big bang. The Welshman, Henry Morgan, was a buccaneer and a privateer too. In 1669, his crew blew up their own ship by mistake and killed 250 people on board. They had all drunk too much rum.
Jean Fleury attacks the Spanish treasure ships. Between 1577 and 1580, an English sea captain called Francis Drake sailed round the world. On the way, he attacked Spanish ships. When he came home, he was a hero. Queen Elizabeth I of England knighted him. The Spanish were very angry. They thought that he was a pirate. Pirate women. Most sailors thought it was unlucky to have women on board a ship at sea. But some women still fought on pirate ships, often more fiercely than the men. Grace O'Malley lived on the west coast of Ireland in the 1560s. She and her crews attacked ships up and down the coast. When the English complained about her piracy, she sailed to London and demanded to meet Queen Elizabeth I face to face. They liked each other when they met. Mary Read was an English pirate who sailed to the Caribbean in 1719. Another pirate, called John Rackham, or Calico Jack, captured her ship. Mary happily joined his crew, which included Jack's girlfriend, Anne Bonny. Mary and Anne both fought fiercely with axes and swords.
Queen of the Junks. In 1807, a Chinese pirate chief died. His widow, Zheng Shi, took command of his fleet. The fleet was one of the biggest in history. It included 800 big sailing ships called junks and 50,000 pirates.
Pirate ships. Pirate ships always looked the same as other ships. After all, they were normal ships. The pirates stole their ships and gave them a new name. Pirates preferred ships that were fast and able to change direction easily in case they had to escape. They also needed ships that were small enough to hide away in coves and bays.
Blackbeard. The English pirate called Blackbeard had a ship with 300 pirates and 40 cannons. When he boarded a ship, he was a very frightening sight because he wore smoking candles in his hair.
The Barbary Corsairs were pirates from North Africa in the 1500s. They used fast boats called galleys, which had sails and oars. They kept their prisoners in chains and forced them to row as galley slaves. In the 1600s, the buccaneers often used long, low sailing canoes. In the 1700s, pirates in North America and the Caribbean preferred speedy sailing ships called sloops or schooners. Flags of death. The Barbary Corsairs flew red flags on their galleys. Other pirates also chose red, the colour of blood, for their ships. The flags meant one thing: expect fierce fights. Later, pirate flags were often coloured black and red, black and white, or plain black. They were called Blackjacks or Jolly Rogers.
Pirate tricks. Sometimes pirates used tricks to take over a ship. They raised the flag of a country to trick their victims as they approached them. Then, at the last moment, they raised the pirate flag instead.
Many pirate captains flew their own personal flags. Calico Jack's flag design was a skull with crossed cutlasses. An English pirate captain called Henry Avery flew a flag with a skull and crossbones design. The flag of Bartholomew Roberts showed himself with a skeleton. His flag scared a lot of people because this Welsh pirate captured over 470 ships and he was very cruel. Life at sea. Pirates had to be good sailors. They had to navigate using the sun or stars to find their way and read charts. They had to climb the mast in the middle of a storm to raise or lower sails. They needed to be able to use all sorts of weapons, such as pistols, swords, knives, and axes. Sometimes pirates had to pull their ship up onto a beach to clean the hull or repair the ship. This was a dangerous time because if a navy patrol saw them, they could not get away. Sometimes there were drunken quarrels and fights. In 1697, Captain William Kidd had a terrible row with one of his crew called William Moore. Kidd killed him with a single blow to the head using a bucket. The crew repair leaks and mend a broken rudder.
Disgusting dishes. During a long voyage, the food could taste horrible. The biscuits were hard and full of insects. They added lots of salt to meat to stop it going rotten.
Chests of treasure. Pirates preferred treasure that was easy to transport, easy to share among themselves, and easy to sell. The best treasure was gold or silver coins, bars of metal, jewellery, or weapons.
Gold and silver coins in the Caribbean were called pieces of eight, doubloons, or moidores. A French pirate called Antonio Fouet once ran out of cannonballs, so he loaded his guns with gold coins instead. After that, they called him Captain Moidore.
Some pirate captains stole expensive pieces of clothing to wear so they could look rich. They liked wearing gold braid, lace cuffs, or plumed hats. One of the biggest amounts of treasure ever stolen was by the English pirate Henry Avery, or Long Ben Avery. In 1695, he attacked Indian ships in the Red Sea. They belonged to the Indian Emperor and were carrying lots of treasure. The attack was very violent, and Long Ben became very rich. Pirate stories often tell of treasure chests buried on lonely islands or of secret pirate maps. These are mostly just stories, but people keep searching for treasure without any luck. These pirates are burying treasure on an island. Pirate havens. Pirates need safe places called havens to anchor and unload their boats. These havens are usually in quiet areas where the pirates can live and sell their treasure in safety. In the past, there were pirate havens in many parts of the world. One pirate base was Port Royal in Jamaica. From 1655, buccaneers stayed there. It became a drunken and dangerous place. Port Royal, Jamaica, in the 1660s. The island of Madagascar, off the coast of Africa, was also popular with pirates. Abraham Samuel was on a voyage from the Indian Ocean to New York when he was shipwrecked in Madagascar. The pirate ruled there as a king from 1697 to 1705. This map shows popular havens for pirates in the 1600s and 1700s.
Ruled by pirates. Barbary corsairs ruled the port of Salah in Morocco, North Africa, between 1614 and 1660. These pirates travelled to countries as far away as England, Iceland, and Newfoundland.
Terrible deeds. Today we read all sorts of exciting stories about pirates. We sometimes forget that in real life, piracy was horrible, fierce, and frightening, and that it still is today. Chinese pirates sometimes nailed their victims to the deck. The pirates of Borneo often chopped off their victims' heads. In the 1600s, a buccaneer called François Lolonois used his cutlass to cut out his enemy's heart.
The pirate who was too kind. The pirate, Edward England, was different from most pirates because he did not kill his victims. When Edward refused to kill the crew of an English ship, his own crew marooned him on an island as a punishment.
The Barbary corsairs often held their victims as prisoners and did not let them go until someone paid some money as a ransom. Sometimes pirates marooned their victims. They left them on desert islands to starve to death. Often pirates just set their prisoners adrift at sea in a small boat with very little food. These pirates have caught a rich man and are demanding a ransom. Pirate hunters. As long as pirates have existed, the British Navy have hunted, captured, and killed them. Navies sent out patrols to find the worst pirates. In 1718, the British Navy caught Blackbeard in North Carolina. He was very strong and received 25 wounds by pistol and cutlass before falling down. The Navy chopped off his head and hung it from the front of the ship. In 1722, HMS Swallow found Bartholomew Roberts on the African coast. There was a fight and the Navy shot him in the throat. At the time, he was wearing a dark red waistcoat and his smartest clothes. His crew buried him at sea before the Navy could take away his body. Sometimes there were big battles with whole fleets of pirate ships. In 1849, the British Navy fought a great battle against Chinese pirates near Hong Kong. They killed about 400 pirates. British ships attack the junks of the Chinese pirates.
The pirates' biggest defeat. In 66 BC, the Romans went to war with pirates in the Mediterranean Sea. The Romans captured 20,000 pirates and killed 10,000 more.
Punishment and death. A few pirates won fame and fortune, but most died in battle, drowned, or ended up living on the street. Many pirates went on trial in a law court. If the court decided they were guilty, the punishments were very hard. They cut off their heads, shot them, or hanged the pirates in public. Their dead bodies were left hanging in iron cages by the port, as a warning to all who sailed by.
Dragged to death. William de Morisco attacked ships in the Irish Sea. The king's men captured him on Lundy Island in 1242. Horses dragged him through the streets of London. Then they chopped his body into four pieces and burned it.
A pirate's body hangs in an iron cage, so no one can take it and bury him properly. Clues to the past. Stories about pirates are really exciting, but we cannot always believe them. The best way of finding out about pirates is from records from law courts around the world. They name the pirates and the crimes that they carried out. Another way of finding out about pirates is by studying their shipwrecks. In 1984, divers discovered the remains of a ship called the Widder off Cape Cod in the USA. This belonged to pirate Black Sam Bellamy. A storm wrecked the ship in 1717. In the remains, divers found gold bars, coins, cannon and swords, as well as the ship's bell. This is a report of the trial of John Rackham, Anne Bonny and Mary Read in 1721. Divers show coins they found in the wreck of the Widder.
Timeline. BC. 500s. Ancient Greek pirates attack ships. 66. Ancient Rome declares war on pirates. AD. 1504. The first Barbary corsairs sail the seas. 1520s. Pirates first attack the Spanish treasure fleets. 1560 to 1585. Pirates settle on the west coast of Ireland. 1660s. The Buccaneers settle in the Caribbean. 1690 to 1720. There are pirates in North America, the Caribbean, and Africa. 1730s to 1790s. Privateers called corsairs sail from Saint Malo in France. 1840s to 1930s. There are pirate wars in the South China Sea. 1990s. Pirates attack ships in Southeast Asia. 2000s. Pirates attack ships off Somalia, East Africa.